Most people come to Arlington National Cemetery as a tourist attraction to pay homage to our nation's history, a history of our wars, of brave men and women who served in the military, our founding fathers, astronauts, Supreme Court justices, the Washington elite. Arlington is our family cemetery. My mother's funeral was a grand affair, at least that's the story we tell. She had so many friends that the line to get into the cemetery was wrapped from the main entrance checkpoint to outside the gate, causing a traffic jam on the George Washington Parkway. I don't remember that. I do remember it was sunny and thinking it was wrong that funerals were supposed to be dreary, rain-soaked affairs. I wore a sky blue polyester dress because they didn't make black dresses for 13-year-olds back then. My grandma told me it would be okay, but I really didn't believe her. I looked nice in that dress. It had been a favorite, but I never wore it again. For my granddad's funeral in 2004, we chose a standard military funeral, which meant just the basics. No marching band, no caissons, just a small honor guard, a bugler, and a firing party for the gun salute. Granddad was a retired admiral, but didn't like to flaunt his rank. For my dad, however, we chose a full military honor ceremony. It's not that he liked to flaunt his rank of captain, but his work, his Navy career, and even working as a contractor for the Navy after he retired was so important to him. July 5th, 2005. Walking behind the caisson seemed like a good idea, but it was further than the funeral director led us to believe, and the soldiers marched faster than he led us to believe. Or maybe it just seemed that way because of the rain and the burgeoning blisters on the soles of my feet. I took my shoes off and walked on the asphalt road, bits of gravel digging into my toes and the balls of my feet, but less painful than the blisters. I still miss my dad. I walked until I could walk no more, my feet bleeding, my pantyhose ripped to shreds from the ankles down. The rain was appropriate, big, thick, blinding drops of rain beating a rhythm that mimicked the beat of the drums, the clip-clop of the horses, the creak of the carriage wheels, the swish of the windshield wipers, and the hollow thump of my heart as the caisson rolled to a stop. My sister and I stood hand in hand, back straight, eyes front, and watched. The brisk, music-filled march slowed, then stopped. The honor guard lined up and inch by inch unloaded a flag-draped casket covered in plastic sheeting. The soldiers marched a precise step by step, carrying my father's casket from the road to the graveside, and we followed. The heels of my shoes sank deep into the thick, wet grass as if the earth were trying to take me too. That's it.